So call yes. and make your appointment. But I'm so excited to start talking about the dogs.
Yes. Nothing against the cats. We love them.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, they've been hanging out for weeks and weeks. And so it's time for others to think. So come meet them and see how wonderful they are, just like we know they are.
Yes. So our first one is Jackson.
Jackson. He is a handsome, mature 7-year-old Chihuahua. And we went with a little older dogs, a dog today and a cat today, just to start the ball rolling. He is a reserved little man. Oh, he's so sweet. Mm. He also loves hanging out with his people and his playmates. So he likes other dogs. You'll often find him in our yard with Milo, who is his mate. And I mean, that is a playful way. They enjoy one another so much. And Jackson is such a funny little man. I love watching their personalities come out. He is just, he'll hang out with Milo, who's much younger than he is. And when he's done with that young little nipper snapper, he'll say, "All right, enough." He walks away and he comes back for more. He is such a cute little dude.
Oh, like a big brother.
Oh, gosh. He is just, and he's so loving about it. He doesn't get mad. He just walks away. We could all learn something from
that. Yeah, very true.
Jackson has such a sweet nature about him, and he's calm and loving. He loves his car rides. He went for a little hike this past weekend and did wonderful. He's heartworm negative. He's neutered, microchips, and vaccinated to his age. So if this little man interests you, call today. Make an appointment. I do know that. Today we're starting the appointments, and they are booked. Mm. So get on the schedule as soon as you can, because we need everybody who's in the household to come meet the fur babies. But we're super excited about it. Then we've got Mrs. Butterworth. Not a lot of people know that term, and I think that's so sweet. Mrs. Butterworth is an adorable, and she is quite the conversationalist. She will tell you exactly what she needs. I just love her. She's one of those cases that she came in such sad, bad condition. A good Samaritan found her, brought her to us. Our staff and volunteers got her back into good health, and her coat's starting to really grow in. But she does look like a little senior cat. She's skinny, and she is such a talker. We think she's about 10 years old, maybe a little older. I don't know her circumstances out there, where she was found and how she was found, but she is FIV positive, and that basically means she must stay in the house. The cat, if you have another cat, she can be with them. They just can't be very high energy or confrontational cats.
Okay.
What is that way?
And I don't mean to interrupt. What is FIV positive? What is that?
It's pretty much it is like an HIV positive
okay.
in our world.
Okay.
So they can live a totally normal life, but you want to keep an eye on their health. If they get something like a reaction to something,
gotcha.
An allergic reaction, take them in. That can turn into something quickly. So just watch them. And, of course, like all of our other pets, you want to keep an eye on everything. And everyone has their normal. Mm-hmm. And then when there's not a normal, so not everything is a problem, but when there's something that's not normal, that's when you want to go see your vet. She is a lovely, mature girl who enjoys her wet food. And she will tell you about that. Mm-hmm. Let's bring on the wet food. She's a talker. So we're in search of a quiet, mature home where she can lounge in front of a window and just talk her head off to her companion, someone who just will fill your life with some joy. She'd prefer to be the only fur baby so she can get all the attention she missed out on. And she's just a beautiful soul. So call to make an appointment to meet Mrs. Butterworth.
Mm-hmm.
And our Paw Scoop this week, like I said, we are super excited about being open for dog adoptions. Again, it's by appointment only, so call first. We're still doing trying to do some managing of the social distancing, so please be patient with us. And our phone number is 803-802-0902. Today's our last day for this matching program, so give if you can. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it. And you can find our link on our website. Just click on the banner and it will take you right to it. What else? Possibilities is open, and we're continuing with the same hours this week, Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 4. We also are accepting donations during that time, and we are so appreciative. Oh my goodness, people are so wonderful. We are opening up our little bit of our restrictions by allowing people into our shop without limitations, but you are still required to wear a mask. Let's see what else. And if you could continue, if you're still finding yourself social distancing and self-isolating, you can shop online via our eBay page. You can do that anytime. We've got terrific items to choose from, and the money comes to help our mission. And then we do have some needs this week. We'd love, because we're getting our fur baby dog canines in the limelight, we'd love some Kongs or Nyla Bones. We would love our peanut butter donations, but make sure you check to make sure there's no xylitol on the list. Pill pockets for given medicine, 55-gallon bin liners, and cat litter. And all that can be just dropped off at our rescue at 8177 Regent Parkway in Fort Mill. And we are super excited to start seeing more and more people and showing our dogs off, as well as our cats. We love that we've had the privilege of having our cats seen on a regular basis, because a lot of our longer term have gone to their homes, which is wonderful.
Nice.
So we want to continue that, and we are continuing taking appointments for cat adoptions as well.
All right. And of course, you can connect with them on social media, Humane Society of York County.org, and give them a call, 803-802-0902. Mary Beth Knapp, thank you so much for everything, and a good to get our dogs back into the cycle again.
Yes.
And we just love it. You guys are fantastic over there, the fur babies, the volunteers. So have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for sharing their pictures. Make sure they get out there, and the right person will come.
That's true. All right.
Have
take
a great
care.
Week. Happy
you too.
Memorial.